Now, the UK government is pledging to respond more quickly to close loopholes in laws designed to protect children online. The Prime Minister says technology is moving really fast and no online platform will get a free pass. Campaigners and bereaved parents are welcoming the news. Speaking earlier this morning, Sir Keir Starmer set out his ambition for action at the end of a consultation on plans to ban under-16s from using social media.
But what we're doing now is taking the powers available to make sure at the end of that consultation we can move really fast. Because what can happen with governments, you saw it with the last government, we had an Online Safety Act, which is good because it restricts what's available online. The trouble is it took 8 years from the original idea to get to an outcome. We can't have 8 years when it comes to social media and whether we ban it or massive restrictions in place. So we've taken the powers now, we're taking the powers to make sure we can act within months, not years.
Now, lots of people will be interested in this. Let's get a bit more in it now from a tech expert and host of The Gadget Detective, Fevzi Turklap. Good afternoon, Fevzi. First of all, just talk us through what's being proposed here.
So there's a wide range of proposals here. The regulation of AI chatbots, there may be some ambiguity about whether these chatbots are properly regulated under the Online Safety Act. Kind of depends on whether the chatbot sits within social media or is an independent program. So they want to regulate that. And the reason is that these chatbots are capable of having very graphic conversations and also producing very graphic images. So regulation of that is a good thing, and to the extent there's ambiguity, that's not a bad idea. Action on addictive design, I very much welcome. Things like infinite scrolling or doom scrolling, the use of psychologists to create notifications that are designed to give us endorphin rushes and so forth. That's a good thing. That's the most important thing, because it's the addictive nature of these products that tends to make them harmful because they're overused. The introduction of what's called Jules Law, this idea that after a child dies, that their online data needs to be preserved and accessible by the family so that they can understand what's led to that death. That's, I think, fairly uncontroversial. There's a proposal in there for a blanket ban on under 16-year-olds from social media. That's more contentious. That's harder to enforce. And there has to be a balance on that between the rights of citizens generally to access and go about their business online, you know, freely and privately, and the protection of children. And those two things can be in contention. And I guess the last thing I'd say is this idea of VPNs stopping VPNs is a non-starter. So VPN is a virtual private network. It can be used to make you appear to be in a different country and therefore circumvent national rules. However, there are millions of people who use VPNs legitimately in this country and everywhere else. And if you take those away, you take away a key element of how people stay safe. So, for example, if you're in a coffee shop and you want to use their Wi-Fi, I wouldn't advise you do it without a VPN, because then your phone can be hacked. So some of these things are not so clever. And just finally, this fast powers business. I mean, the worry about taking these decisions under what are known as delegated powers without the full consultation process is that you can end up with a lack of oversight, you can end up with poor law, you can end up with the sort of modern equivalent of the Dangerous Dogs Act, which was widely thought to be a poorly thought out and unworkable piece of legislation.
So it seems to be that there are quite a few different issues at play here, you know, sort of banning under 16s from social media and tackling the issue of doom scrolling and making AI less harmful or safer to use as part of the issue, the fact that these problems are so wide-ranging.
Yes, wide-ranging and fast-moving. So I do have some sympathy when the government says, you know, it took 8 years to bring in the Online Safety Act. There's some truth to that, but there has to be a balance. And I think what we're not having is a conversation about what sort of society we want to live in terms of our online lives. Because every time we tighten things to try and make them safer for example, children. I mean, I listed 10 ways around an under 16 ban in 5 minutes. It wasn't difficult, and I'm not the only one that could do that. So you have to say, how effective would it be? Would it not be better to at least supplement such actions with making the product safer for all of us, not just for our children, in that way? I mean, it's the thing that should be done. The fundamental problem is the product is unsafe. If it was any drug or anything, it would not make it to market. But because it's this nebulous thing that people don't understand and it's fast changing, it's very hard to regulate. Well drafted legislation would mean that they don't have to update it every time there's a technical innovation. You know, you don't have to say chatbots are not allowed. You just need to draft the legislation in a way that would encompass and give those powers.
And so you think this legislation is being rushed?
I actually think that there's an element of political signalling here. You know, we have a beleaguered Prime Minister who wants to be seen as a man of action. There are real problems here as well, but I do worry that political considerations could bring... Because they're saying that they're going to do a consultation in March and but bring forward legislation in a few short months. And I just think that... That's too short. These are real problems, but they won't be solved by rushing into it in that way.
What will solve them?
I think the fundamental issue is the regulation of the providers, not rather than restricting freedoms of individuals. It's better to make sure that the product is safer. So those things like addressing addictive behaviours, looking at the algorithms that are designed to keep us hooked, looking at the notifications that ping in such a way that we can't leave our phones alone. And that's not only children and teenagers. That's all of us are addicted to our devices in one way or another. And we're kind of blind to the fact, but these are very powerful companies and it's very hard for Ofcom to do its job. So instead, you know, they look at ways of tightening up. They accept the product will be dangerous and then tighten access to it. But I don't think these products are necessarily cheap, necessarily safe, even for adults.
Okay. Tech expert Fevzi Turklap, thank you so much for joining us on Lunchtime Live.